Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There are some people that honestly, they're afraid of success. It's easier to work for somebody, let them bear all of the problems, than you to go out and start your own business and run the risk of failure and take that responsibility. It's easier to sit there and just punch a card at a job that you hate. But yet you're guaranteed to get your paycheck, and you're guaranteed, as long as you don't do something major wrong, that they'll keep you on and that you'll get your benefits and that you can just live a mediocre life and die and leave, and you've played it too safe. There are some people that are afraid of success. They're afraid that if they get out there that it's going to cost them more, that they... You know what? You just need to get to a place to where you are so dominated by God's love, you're so focused on Him, that you don't have these fears restraining and limiting what you will allow God to speak to you. You need to get to a place to where fear isn't a part of your life. And brothers and sisters, we got a lot of Christians that are insecure. They don't know that God loves them. You need to reach a place. See, David said this. He said, though the mountains be removed and be cast into the midst of the sea. You know, people today, here's another little pet peeve with me. People talk about global warming and the seas are rising 1 inch over the next decade. Think of what would happen if all of the mountains were removed and put into the sea. It'd be more than an inch. It'd be a tidal wave. Plus, there wouldn't be any mountains to stop them. If all the mountains were removed from the land and put into the sea, the seas would rise. All of the land on the face of the earth would be gone. And David said, if all of the mountains are removed and cast into the sea, yet will I not fear. That wasn't just symbolism. That wasn't a hyperbole. He was saying that, man, my faith in God is more real to me than this whole world. And people are just falling apart like a $2 suitcase because of global warming. We just happen to have one of the coldest winters that anybody has ever gone through. And it's amazing to me that the global warming people say, that proves global warming. If it's hot, that proves global warming. If it's cold, that proves global warming. It just, you know, whatever happens proves that they're right. There is nothing. They just have their head in the sand ignoring all of the stuff. I tell you what, if you're fearful, if you think that we're fragile and that things are going to happen differently than what God prophesied in the Bible, if you're afraid of that, you're going to be afraid of people. You're going to be afraid of the criticism. You aren't going to do what God told you to do. Brothers and sisters, we need to get before the Lord and repent. Say, God, forgive me for being afraid of men. Forgive me for limiting you. Saul was a guy who had to have people's approval. Saul, when they went to anoint him to be king, he was hiding in a basket because he was afraid of people. Some people think, well, that was humility. No, that was self-centeredness. It was low self-esteem. That's not humility. That's selfishness. Actually, people with low self-esteem who are timid and shy are very prideful people. They are focused on themselves. People who have to have everybody else accept them are super prideful people, super selfish people, focused on themselves. You know what a truly humble person is? Is a person who won't go above what God says about them, nor will they go below. They don't have a bad attitude about themselves. They just are objective. They love God. And if God tells them you're a jerk, they'll accept it and change. If God tells them you're a blessing and I love you, they'll say thank you rather than say, oh no, you couldn't love me. A truly humble person is a person that just doesn't have a problem. They'll accept criticism or praise or whatever. Sometimes you hear people, I've had people come up before to ministers and they'll say, oh, thank you for healing me. And of course, it's not the minister that healed you. And I've had some ministers that when they do that, it's just nearly like, oh, no, no, don't give me any glory. No, not for me. And they just go out of their way over the top. Oh, it's not me. It's not me. You know, this friend of mine, Dave Wells, tells a story about being over in Africa, and he saw some miracles of healings happen. And the next day he was walking down the road, and the people came up and wanted to touch him. And his first thought was, no, no, it's not me, it's Jesus. And the Lord stopped him and said, Dave, says, what would you have thought when I rode that little donkey into Jerusalem and they were throwing their coats on the floor, on the ground, and palm branches, and they were saying, Hosanna, glory to God. What would you have thought if the donkey would have said, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me. Says nobody thought it was the donkey, but the donkey. Nobody thinks it's you. They are trying to reach out to the person who lives on the inside of you. The people, you know, if somebody comes up to me and says, oh, thank you for healing me, I can translate that. I know it's not me that healed them. They know it's not me that healed them. And I just say, well, praise God, and go on. That's a humble response. But to say, oh, it's not me, it's not me. That just shows your own arrogance and your own insecurity. Amen? Some people think Saul was very humble. No, he was self-centered. He was insecure. He had low self-esteem. He was so dependent upon people's approval. He was afraid that they would make him king and he would fail. And he was afraid that he would disappoint people. That's the reason he hid himself. But then after he became king and he beat Nahash, and all of a sudden everybody came and were singing his praises, he got into it. And he got swelled up with pride. And when David went out and killed Goliath, and they sang, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 18 that from that day forward, Saul envied David and sought to destroy him. All of his problems came because he wanted the acclaim of people. And when somebody else started getting the recognition that he thought was supposed to come towards him, he went to trying to kill him. And he became insecure, and he did things. And Samuel told him, wait, and I'll come and offer a sacrifice. And he says, I couldn't wait because the people were scattered. What would the people think? So he did something that he knew he wasn't supposed to do. And Samuel rebuked him for it and said, because you've done this thing, God has taken the kingdom from you and given it to a neighbor who's better than you. And he turned to walk away, and Saul fell down on the ground and grabbed his robe. And when he did, it tore. And Samuel turned around and he says, God has rent the kingdom out of your hand because of this. And so here's Saul, who had been rejected by God, basically taken the kingdom away, lost the favor of God. The anointing of God was off of him. His whole life was in shambles. And Samuel turned around to walk away. And Saul said, it doesn't matter, but just turn and honor me in front of the people. God had rejected him. God had turned from him, and he didn't care about that. All he cared about was just honor me in front of the people. Don't make me look bad. Come and offer a sacrifice with me. And Samuel, because of that, was in torment his entire life. David, in contrast to that, when his own son rose up against him and tried to take over the kingdom, they started to bring the Ark of the Covenant out of the city of Jerusalem as he was fleeing for his life, because the Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of God being with them. And David told him, take the ark back to its place. And they said, but, you know, that's the blessing of God. And he says, if God is pleased to bring me back, I'll come back to the ark. And if God is through with me, let him do with me as seems fit. That's secure. That's the reason that David was a man after God's own heart. He didn't do everything right. He committed adultery and murdered to cover up his adultery. But you know what? He loved God. He was secure in God. He didn't do it perfectly. Matter of fact, you know, the very failure with David is over in 2 Samuel chapter 11. It says, at the time that kings go forth to battle, David stayed in Jerusalem. And he rose up off of his bed at eventime. That means he was just getting out of bed when everybody else was going to bed. You know what that means? He was bored. He wasn't doing what he was anointed to do. He wasn't going out to battle. He was so prosperous that he was staying at home, and he sent Joab out to fight his battles. And so he was staying home, sleeping all day and prowling at night. prosperity lulled him into a position of false security. But when he finally came to himself, man, he said, if God is pleased, he'll bring me back to the ark. But he says, if whatever God wants is fine. That's a person whose commitment is to God. And he prospered, whereas Saul didn't. Saul was tormented. David prospered. Here we are still talking about the sure mercies of David. And every person in here has read the writings of David, and God has spoken to you and inspired you through it, because this man, he went against the grain and people criticized him, and yet he did what God told him to do. I'm telling you, if you're going to take the limits off of God, if you're going to see success in your life, you're going to have to get to where God's opinion about you is worth a million people's opinion. You're going to have to get to a place to where I don't care what people have to say. I am not going to listen to men. The fear of man brings a snare. And you're going to have to get to where God is absolutely first in your life. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying this in love, but most Christians aren't at that place. Most Christians, you honestly are more dominated by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, people in physical bodies, than you are God, who cannot be seen. And you're going to have to turn that around. You're going to have to get to a place to where God is more real to you. His opinion cares more. You care more about that. It carries more weight with you than anybody or anything else. And if you don't do that, you're going to limit God. You'll have boundaries to what you will do or won't do, because the fear of man will stop you and keep you from going forward.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled, What Are You Afraid Of?, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to join us on the web. We have a website that I believe is second to none. There's a lot of really good things on there. There's hundreds of my teachings that are there for free downloads. You can get all of our television programs on this topic about Don't Limit God there. We have over 2,000 of my television programs that are there that you can view online. I have more than that, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 of my radio programs. We've got books. We've got a lot of things. It's just a tremendous resource. And I get comments from people constantly that say it's just changing their life just being on the website. Check it out today.